Hello, I'm Ariel Greenberg.
And I'm Oliver Timon.
And welcome to the General Cast. One of the most difficult obstacles in school during this pandemic has been that thing we have most taken for granted all our lives, communication. Due to the restrictions, what was once an easy task is now a complicated process that requires strong leadership to overcome. The Hamilton-Wenham student government has stood up and led our school during all the schedule changes and tough decisions, and we wanted to learn exactly how they have communicated with their class during this difficult time. Each grade has had their own perspective and challenges throughout the year, so we spoke to members of student government from all four grades. This is Ariel Greenberg, and today I am speaking with Hannah Cirillo, the class of 2024 president, and Elijah Greenberg, one of the four reps of the class of 2024. What has been challenging about connecting with your class or the school during this time as student government members?
Well, we can't get together as a class. I don't know if normally you would hold like class meetings with your whole group or how connecting with your class would work other than over some like online platform like Google Classroom. But we've done one big grade Zoom at the beginning of the year. But otherwise, we haven't really connected as a whole grade since then. And also just from like our small student government group for the class of 2024, none of us have been together in a meeting at once. There's always some of us that are on Zoom. So definitely nice to get back in person so we all can meet together in like person together. And maybe we can come up with more ways to connect with the whole class as a whole.
How has your class's perspective during the school year informed or changed how you have approached student government?
I definitely think that if it was a normal year, we would have much more connection with the student body in our class as student government leaders, because it's really hard to like connect with people and do like normal fundraisers that people would like participate in, since not everyone's has been in school at the same time. So I think that has definitely made a different approach, and just like approaching things like fundraisers, I guess, because we can't do normal things that we could do in a normal school year.
Yeah, I agree with that. Kind of learning and just, yeah, trying to do things that we can do based on these circumstances.
Okay, so now I have some Spirit Week specific questions. Spirit Week begins on April 13th at the high school. So we are in the midst of huge planning in student government. So we're just interested in getting your perspective on this. So the first question on this topic is, how do you plan to make sure your whole class is involved with Spirit Week?
Advertise, lots of advertising to make sure everybody knows about it. And I think just advertise.
How do you guys plan to advertise?
Well, we have a fundraiser that we're doing the week leading up to Spirit Week, which is getting out our class t-shirts. So I think that will be a good way to advertise, since one of the Spirit dress days is class t-shirts. Otherwise, we're putting out a Google Classroom post in the following days with information about Spirit Week, and a Google form to sign up for things like bulletin board decorating and like the different activities. So I think that's going to be a big thing. But then we're also planning on having daily reminders like leading up to it to just get everyone's spirit going.
As the new students in the high school, so to speak, how do you guys feel about missing the real Spirit Week? And do you think that this Spirit Week is giving you an adequate enough experience as it possibly can during these times?
I think we're missing out on a lot of the competitiveness and a lot of the fun, mostly because of the rules we have to follow, like the COVID things. And I feel like involvement won't be as good as it usually is.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think with all like the COVID regulations and restrictions, it's definitely going to be different. But I do think that we will get an adequate high school Spirit Week. I mean, I know I've seen in the past of watching normal Spirit Weeks and how like enthusiastic everyone is. I sadly don't think it will be at that level quite yet, but I really hope that everyone's school spirit is really high so we can get a somewhat normal Spirit Week.
sophomore class has had to deal with the remote and hybrid models for much of their high school career so far. We spoke to the sophomore representatives to ask them how they have overcome these boundaries and what they have learned from this year.
I'm Eliza Bassam. I'm the 2023 student class president.
I'm Olivia Swoman, and I'm the class of 2023 treasurer.
How has it felt to be a class leader during the pandemic? What's been challenging about that?
This was my first year in student council overall. So I think like jumping into having it be full remote was interesting. I think one of the biggest challenges is just communication with everyone, like fully remote students and also people in the other cohort, making sure that everyone's involved. But I think that's also given us more opportunities to be able to check in with students for feedback about what we're doing and ideas for events and things like that. Like, I think we've been posting a lot of Google Forms asking for student feedback this year.
How do you plan to make sure your whole class is involved with Spirit Week?
So to make sure our whole class is involved, we are trying to communicate as much as possible. There's posters all around the school, including electronic posters. We have advertised dress days over and over, trying to make sure that everyone's doing them because it will really bring back the community spirit. In addition with that, for the whole class to be involved, we have the student council as a whole has brought numerous events that anyone can participate in. Instead of doing the typical events that obviously are difficult with social distancing guidelines, we have had to forced upon us to choose different events that may not be as popular with some groups, but it also gives an opportunity to those who may not be as physically fit or don't want to participate in the events that they may be self-conscious doing. And it's some of the events are ones you may find in your backyard and anyone could be a pro at. So it gives the opportunity for people to showcase their skills that they may not have been able to in the past. In addition with that, we are providing, there's two teams for each event per class, so there's more opportunity to participate, not only in the events, but also in the hallway decorating. There is a limit of, I believe, 4 or 6 students per billboard. However, we have put out, as a class, a form asking who wants to participate, so everyone, including remote students, have the opportunity to do so.
And how has your class's perspective during the school year informed or changed how you have approached student government? Do you think that the sophomore class has a certain unique perspective or spirit that you could identify?
I mean, I guess I'll start by, I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but I think that this year being remote has, again, like we've been able to communicate with our class more. And so I think that gives us more of a chance to understand our class's perspective. And I think it's really just shown how important it is to really talk to your classmates about stuff, which I guess I'm doing more talking to my classmates than I maybe thought I would be in this role, but I think that's obviously a good thing. So I just think it's made class leaders become a little bit more aware of our classmates' wants and concerns.
The junior class has had a difficult year with many difficult decisions having to be made, such as the cancellation of junior prom. The juniors we spoke to reflected on what these tough decisions have taught them.
This is Ariel Greenberg again, interviewing junior class officer, the secretary, Ryan Lohr, and one of the 4 junior class reps, Sarah McMahon. How has it felt to be a class leader during the pandemic?
So I think one really important piece about being in a leadership role during the pandemic is making sure that students around the school and within the class are really informed as to what's going on and how to handle certain things. I know throughout the year, there's been a lot of changes in schedules and events and fundraisers and all that stuff. And I think as class representatives and officers, it's super important to make sure that everyone knows what's going on so they can stay organized and not cause too much, concern during such difficult times.
Like Ryan said, we're kind of the go-between between two betweens, between the faculty and the rest of the student body. So I think that's really important because the faculty and like Mr. Tracy looks to us when they're making decisions and want student opinion, like recently with the schedule options and how they talked to us first about what we felt was best, like student perceptive wise. I think that's kind of difficult to balance too, because you want to do what's best for everyone, not just like what you prefer. And like to make those decisions and like be a part of that is really important. And I think that's really like opened my eyes to how important like our role is and like the impact of our decisions. And I think like Ryan was talking about, it's been difficult this year just because of how everything changes. Like, so, and it can be such a dramatic change, like so suddenly, and how you have to like adapt to it. And I think that's been quite difficult.
This is kind of going off of that, what you guys have brought up, but what has been challenging about connecting with the junior class during this time?
I think we all kind of know, like in the ideal world, we would have loved to have prom and all these other things. And I think it's hard at times to like connect with a class and have them understand that like we want the things they want too, but it's just like won't happen due to like stuff that's above our head, kind of like how the seniors are having prom and like our prom's not happening. Like it's just stuff is out of our control, and I feel like that's sometimes hard because you want to do what everyone wants, but like sometimes you just physically can't.
Yeah, I think that goes for a lot of different things. Even during Spirit Week, I'm sure that there will be some confusion about why certain things are happening certain ways, and I think that will be a challenge for us to really get that across to students in our class, which is because, you know, we may not entirely know as well, but we have to try our best to explain and offer our own perspective as to why certain decisions were made.
Moving on to the topic of Spirit Week, how do you plan to make sure that your whole class, or, and I guess in this aspect, your whole school is involved with Spirit Week?
I mean, hopefully it'll improve slightly now that we're all back in school, like a majority of people, because I know, like, going back to challenges, kind of a big challenge was like communication wise, because we could only really communicate through classroom, so it's hard to get stuff out there, because usually it's just like word of mouth through the school, because we're all there and like everyone's really like, it's really easy to spread information. So I think maybe having everyone back will be kind of positive, because it'll kind of, I don't know, give people the incentive to participate in stuff, because like now you're surrounded by friends, and it's like the positive aspect of like peer pressure a tiny bit, like friend group wise. And I think that's important.
Yeah. And I think a simple way to ensure that people are involved and kind of motivated to participate is simply letting them know what's going on, right? Sending out the schedules for what the dress days are early. Obviously getting people to sign up for events well before. I know a huge aspect of these times is simply that things are changing quickly and there's a ton of confusion. Like just recently, we just went from hybrid to full in person, and people are adjusting and trying to figure out like, okay, how am I going to handle this? And I think it's really important for them to be aware of what's coming at them as soon as possible. And that goes for Spirit Week as well.
So how has the struggles that you guys have mentioned during this school year made you a better leader or improved your leadership skills, and how?
I think one aspect of leadership that I've definitely had to build with these times is essentially learning how to offer my own perspective, even though I may not necessarily agree with the decisions. Like Sarah said earlier, like we didn't have, our prom got canceled, even though I would have loved for prom to happen. I bet you guys would as well. we had, and yeah, we had to explain to some people like why that decision was made, because they obviously were upset with that decision. And I think, yeah, I guess just looking from other perspectives and trying and understanding them and getting that perspective across to other people as well is one skill, I guess, that I've definitely built.
During this time, I think like the most obvious one maybe is like the ability to adapt to like changes suddenly and like make the best of everything. Because like what Ryan was talking about too, like you have to adapt to pretty much everything that goes along with like student government, like how you communicate stuff, how you fundraise, what events are even allowed to do. And it was like these things that you had to adapt to weren't all at the same time and like easy. It was like there are sudden changes that you just had to really go along with and figure out how to do, like make the best of the situations. And I think that's really important. And I think that'll help like later in life. And I think everyone at some point during this time has kind of learned that skill. And I think that's a positive thing.
So our final question for today is, how has your classes, so the junior classes perspective during the school year informed or changed how you have approached student government?
I think this is just an overall approach from student government as a whole. I mean, we should do as frequently as possible is to really get just insight from the class as a whole. I know planning for Spirit Week, since so many certain activities weren't possible, we had to search for new ones, and we reached out to the class to offer their own perspective, what ideas that they have. And I think that is a really good change in how we approach student government, is like we represent the class, so we have to know what they want. And so I think reaching out to them and asking them about, how would you like this to go? What would you like to do for this? Is a really good change that we've made.
Yeah, I agree with Ryan, because like especially recently when we're talking about schedules, I know that during those meetings a lot of people said that they prefer the schedule that we actually ended up on, and it turned out that was like what the people wanted. So I think that was good and how we reflected that. And I think going forward it's really important that the student government always does that and reflects like the decisions and like the opinions of the class and really like communicates with them better. And I think it should be more of an open system a little bit. I feel like people sometimes hesitate to like answer our posts or like ask questions, and I think that it's really important that they do ask questions, because the point of the student government is to share the opinion of like not just the people who are in student government, but like the class as a whole, and we're just there to represent them. And I hope that during this time, like the class too understands that that's our goal and that's what we really want. So we really want to hear what their opinions are and like their ideas.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's really important to be a leader at student government during these times for your class, but also for the school to set an example. So thank you, Sarah and Ryan, very much for joining us on today's episode. Your input has been super important. So thank you, guys.
It is an understatement to say that the senior class has not had the opportunity to have a normal senior experience this year. We spoke to the senior class representatives on what their Spirit Week goals are, how they have tried to make the best of a difficult situation, and what they have learned about themselves that they can take with them as they graduate from high school.
My name is Ethan Howell. I am the student body president.
Hi, I'm Grant Landon, and I'm the senior class president. Hi, I'm Iona Marie Brown. I'm the senior class treasurer.
How has it felt to be a class leader this year during this awful pandemic?
I feel like it's been a little bit hard just because things change so fast in positive and negative ways. It's like new restrictions happening, you know, pretty fast, but also like vaccines are opening up. So it's a lot of like push and pull of availability to do more things, but also like more restrictions to do or to follow. So it's hard to try and make steady and concrete plans when things are usually pretty much up in the air and are changing a lot. And that's in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd completely second that. You know, we're doing, for at least the senior class, we're really focusing on prom. That's our primary objective, is to, you know, have this final event for everyone to come together. And with restrictions, you know, happening as we go, like we just last week got a notification from Mr. Tracy in regards to how many people we're allowed to have, who's allowed in the venue, are we allowed to have people from outside the school? So we had all these plans before we chose our venue, which was before the pandemic. So we chose our venue so long ago that now we kind of have to make all these adjustments as we go along and find out new ways to make this interesting, have a fun, you know, aspect of prom. So having all of those restrictions kind of come up as you go, you're anticipating what's going to happen next. But as I've found out, like the extrapolation of what's going to happen next is just not how COVID works. Like we're on an uptick right now. So we just need to get back where we are. Hopefully the vaccine will, you know, kick in. I think people are, they still need to realize that they need a social distance, because despite the vaccine coming out and despite it getting warm out, but it's definitely hard to manage that when it comes to being in a leadership position.
I would definitely want to kind of echo Grant's sentiments on that. This is, for me personally, this is my first year in more of kind of a leadership position, and it's definitely been crazy. And Grant was totally right when he said, you know, you can't really expect anything. You kind of have to expect the unexpected. And similar to the senior student government with prom, the student body government has really been focusing on Spirit Week throughout this whole year. And that is just something that has a lot of moving parts. It has a lot of changing parts. So I think it's kind of a lesson in adaptability. Personally, I've just kind of learned that you have to go with the flow somewhat and make sure that kind of you're always ready for the change and you're always ready to put safety over everything else when it comes to activities and kind of the events that are going on during Spirit Week. So it's crazy, but I think it's a really great lesson in terms of kind of dealing with what's thrown at you.
Great. That's a great segue into my next question, which is about Spirit Week. So how have you guys planned to make sure the whole class is involved with Spirit Week?
I, at least on the student body government side, we have really tried to create a mix. We kind of acknowledge that there is kind of Spirit Week essentially is a really in-person, it's really activity oriented. You know, part of the energy of Spirit Week is kind of just like yelling with your class at a dodgeball game, or kind of like this communal aspect. And we recognize that it is a lot harder to get that kind of to send it to remote students, I would say. But we have tried to add kind of more evening activities. We're trying to kind of live stream the events. So we really don't want anyone to feel like they're left out, but I think it's going to be a lot harder to reach the remote students. And it's kind of something that I've been thinking about and the rest of my government has been thinking about for a while now.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Ethan and I are coming from very different perspectives on Spirit Week. He's looking at more of like the holistic aspect of how do we get everyone involved with Spirit Week. And for any like class officer representative, you're kind of looking at more, you know, the specifications of what your class has to do. So our example is Trivia Night. We've done Trivia Night in the past, and it was a pretty big success. It was over Zoom. So we're going to have a Trivia Night V2 that we're kind of focusing on, and we're just kind of fine-tuning it, making sure everyone's enjoying that as much as they can. But going into specifically senior event, things. I would say a big one is coming up with like class sports teams. Like you have the, you know, dodgeball events, the volleyball, cornhole, and field goal kicking. So you have to manage that. We're putting out forms to make sure people can sign up. And as with anything, you know, it's very fluid. Things are changing. We had to get rid of kickball and replace it with cornhole. So you know, there's that adaptability sense there, but it's just kind of focusing in and trying to make sure everyone feels included, and especially the remote students, because the last thing we would want is for, you know, a remote student to feel left out of something as fun as Spirit Week.
I agree. I think that it's really important to try and make sure that our school still feels bonded, because Spirit Week is such like a fun time when like you're walking the halls and everybody's wearing like American flags or everyone's wearing white, and like that's so fun for me to see everybody kind of in a collective group, and making sure that Spirit Week is fun and accessible for like all students, no matter what, you know, remote model or in person. Like, I think that's really important to include and make sure that's fun for everyone. And something that I think student government, student council have been trying to do is enforcing the activities like that have happened already, like the HW Gives Back fundraisers that will create Spirit Week points for classes that get like the most donations or give the most amount of X, you know. So we've been trying to get people to donate as much as they can so we can get more Spirit points, but also give back to whatever nonprofit or charity HW Gives Back is helping out.
So we know obviously that there are limitations on Spirit Week. Have these limitations brought on any innovations or any new ideas that maybe we wouldn't have thought of if it wasn't for the pandemic, or has it all just been limited, do you think?
I would say you bring up a really interesting point in this question, because I think one of the biggest things about this year's Spirit Week is kind of merging the old and the new. I'd say that we haven't really focused on changing Spirit Week itself as much. And we really want to kind of preserve what we had, because in the past, you know, Spirit Week has been a great time. It's been a great kind of return to normalcy. And I think it would be honestly really important just to kind of keep that. So I would say the biggest changes are ones that we kind of feel like we have to put just for safety, like kind of the team sizes and the limiting of crowds. But other than that, I think we really want to preserve the spirit of Spirit Week, And I think by doing that, the important thing is trying to keep as many events as possible that kind of the people have loved in the past. So while there are definitely some changes, I think my goal personally is to make it feel like there were no changes, because I think a return to normalcy is really important for a lot of.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, to like have that feeling of normalcy, to have that sense that, you know, we're right back where we were. It's not going to be exactly the same, and we can't, if you're setting the expectation that it's going to be the exact same, then that's kind of, you're looking at it not in the like correct way. It's going to be as close as we can get it, and it'll still feel like Spirit Week, because you'll have all the aspects that you know and love, like a dodgeball game and, you know, volleyball, and we've even added two of them, you know, like, there were two things that came out of this. They're completely new. We've never had cornhole. We never had field goal kicking. So I think those are going to be interesting events that you can see, like watch, you know, it's very unique to this year specifically. And, you know, while we can't do the typical hallway decorating, we've kind of had to shrink it down into the boards. I'm very interested to see what people can do, because if you have a more condensed surface, you can do a lot with that. And I think that some classes are going to go all out. I'm not suggesting that our class is going to go all out, but what I'm saying is that like the other classes might need to watch out a little bit, because I think we're going to kill it in that event. But yeah, you know, all those little things, we're kind of building on Spirit Week. That's what Spirit Week is at the end of the day. You build on it. Things tend to become tradition in this school. If it happens once, it becomes tradition. So I'm hoping that, you know, these new sports that come in will, you know, stay for next year's Spirit Week. And, you know, maybe this, the emphasis on the board can stay as well going into maybe next year, hopefully having a normal hallway decorating as well.
True. I think it definitely would have been a lot easier just to say like, you know what, we're not going to do Spirit Week. That's like too many components to try and manage. And, you know, there's so many restrictions, it's going to be hard to do. But I really applaud like all the people who are making this work, like Ethan and the rest of your student government people. And I think that almost, I've been at least getting a lot of feedback from people saying how they're so excited to do cornhole or like other, you know, events that weren't happening in the past. It definitely like changes things up and gives people new things to be excited for. Just because, you know, we do volleyball usually every single year. And if somebody just doesn't like volleyball, they're never going to be able to participate in that activity just because that's not their thing. But by opening up new activities that more people can excel at, I think that's really awesome. And I'm really excited that we're not just, you know, saying it's just going to be like a remote year. We don't have to do it. I'm really excited that we're going to do it this year.
How has your senior experience or lack thereof influenced how you have designed Spirit Week this year?
That's a really good question, honestly. I would say that, like I was kind of talking about before, the return to normalcy, that's what's always been in my mind. You know, us, especially as seniors, this whole year, which is supposed to be kind of like one of the most fun years of high school, it's been thrown off pretty wildly. So I would say that the goal for Spirit Week, especially for seniors, is to kind of feel like we still have some fun aspect of our senior year left. And me as a senior as well, that's what I really kind of hope for in terms of giving all these events and kind of the activities that usually seniors can enjoy in their last year. So I would say that the main goal would just be to make it feel like we have a little shred of our senior year left. And because of that, try and make it as fun as possible.
Yeah, you know, like I think looking at this year, I'm thinking that the real effects of, you know, what our senior year became has yet to be seen in when it comes to Spirit Week. I think it will be seen as soon as, you know, we come in. It's all of this like pent up passion for the school that we really wanted to show for Spirit Week is going to be shown during Spirit Week. Because me personally, like last year was such a high for us when we, you know, ended up winning Spirit Week last year. We want to keep that going. We're a really competitive class. So not only do we want to keep that rolling into this year, we want it to be a dominant victory, if that, you know. We want it to have it be like everything and more that we can make it. So I'm hoping that once we get into it, all of this, you know, I don't want to call it pent up anger, but more pent up passion will flow in and we can see all of this participation, all of these fun activities being, you know, brought to fruition and like dominated. Because I feel like that's, we're working with a little like chip on our shoulder right now and we want to make it the best that we can.
No, I definitely agree. I think that, you know, usually like classes have like their thing, like whether they're like the sporty class or like the class full of like theater people. I think our class is just that we're like competitive and very passionate about winning and showing that, you know, we're awesome. And so I think that Spirit Week is definitely going to give us the opportunity to kind of have like one last final win just for all of us. And I think it's going to be really fun, probably really loud too, if I had to guess.
So for the school year in general, what has it been like balancing students' concerns and the faculty concerns, teachers and whatnot? Has that been a struggle or what has that been like?
I would say that it's definitely kind of a tightrope that you have to walk because I would say big thing about kind of thinking about student concerns and teacher concerns is that they're both really multifaceted in that, you know, there's not one issue that all students are going to think alike on and one issue that all teachers are going to think alike on. And it goes for parents and administration as well. I think there's a lot, especially in a year that's had like kind of a lot of controversial decisions and a lot of kind of argument over the big one being returning to school and just kind of general safety. In total, I would have to give a lot more credit to Mr. Tracy for dealing with all of this stuff than I have. But I would definitely say that kind of for me, sitting in on a lot of the school committee meetings, kind of thinking about all of this, it's really important to kind of remember that you can't just capture one student opinion and one teacher opinion. And there's always going to be kind of cons and kind of things that you have to deal with on either side. So it's really hard. It's like walking a tightrope, I would say.
Yeah, that's a very great analogy to go on, because, you know, every single poll I've seen for this entire year, I guess the first example I can really think of was cap and gown colors. We were debating about whether to go, you know, all one color. Do we have, you know, two different colors? Do we assign them to different genders? Like, how do we approach that? We ended up deciding two different colors, not assigned to genders. You can decide each one. And, you know, you look at the Google form for that, it was like 50-50, and everything will be split in half. Obviously, my role as senior class president focuses a lot more on students and more of a specific population of students. So while I do look at, you know, the opinions of both the teachers and the, you know, senior class, it's very hard to take both of them into consideration because a lot of times they're conflicting. I would argue that, you know, teachers definitely have a very different opinion on a lot of things than the students would. And, you know, there's nothing like inherently wrong with that. It's just to make sure that both of them are being heard. That's the biggest concern. Because, you know, we are trying to make sure everyone feels safe and, you know, has their, like, feels as if they are, you know, represented within the school community. That's the, you know, the big goal at the end of this.
I think that this year definitely has, like, showed us that there's no, like, perfect answer. Like, there's never going to be. It's just, frankly, like, whatever one is the least worst. And that's for, like, students and teachers. And I think also, like, it's so tough. Like, I've been in classes when teachers, like, haven't been able to, like, the Zoom isn't working, and they get really frustrated because they have this whole plan, like, lesson plan set up, or, like, a student, their computer will die, and then they have to log on with another device. Like, it's just, nothing is going perfectly for any person. And I think that, you know, the balance between, like, understanding, you know, other people's struggles. Like, we all have had days when we're just, like, not wanting to go log on to Zoom for, like, the fifth day in a row. But, like, same with teachers. Like, I'm sure, I can't speak for them, but I'm sure that they're pretty fed up with having to do remote school and deal with, you know, models changing all the different all times and different schedules. But I think that, like Grant was saying, like, our roles are mainly, like, dealing with what the students have feelings about it, and, like, what their thoughts are. And so far, I think, you know, most people are okay with going back to school. I think remote students, that's, like, another issue that needs to be taken care of, because I've heard from a lot of kids that they feel as though they aren't necessarily being, like, super accommodated. But I think just, again, like, balancing between, like, what's safe and giving us, like, a bit of normalcy is, like, a good balance.
Obviously, as seniors in high school, this is a very influential and sort of meaningful period in our lives. Has the struggles during this school year, you think it's made you a better leader? And how do you think that'll influence maybe going forward into college and whatnot?
I would say, kind of for me personally, like I kind of alluded to this before, but this has really been my first year experiencing kind of more formal leadership. I was the vice president in my junior and sophomore year, but kind of this is the real experience I've had more running things, I would say. So I think it's really been a great kind of lesson as to kind of how you have to be willing to change, willing to take everyone's opinions into account, even when there are a lot of differing opinions. So kind of just leading the student body, trying to represent everyone, and also sitting in on school committee meetings, it's showed me how kind of there's never really one solid opinion on basically any subject. And the really, really important job in terms of leadership is making sure that you can have everyone feel as if they're being represented, feel as if they're being heard, even if you aren't necessarily going to go that route or agree with them. I think it's really important to make everyone feel as if they have kind of a say. And I think it's been hard this year, but I think it's also been a really great lesson in terms of just adapting to all these different opinions and kind of new views that come out, especially in terms of like COVID and safety. And I honestly think it's been a great experience.
Yeah, you know, it's weird to think, but we're kind of living history right now. And I hate saying that because I feel like it's so overused and so cliche, but we're actually living through an event that's eventually going to be a history fair project. You know, like that's how I think of things when I think of history, but we're going through it. And I feel like this is the event that's going to define our generation. It's how we reacted to this, how we react to the coronavirus will be how our generation will be defined for the rest of the, it's in the same sense as, you know, people going to draft in World War II or the war in Korea, that's their defining moment. That's their defining moment of their generation. So it's how we're kind of dealing with this is how I, you know, for example, in our case, it's as leaders, we have to be able to manage all these different things. And the main thing I've learned, because as Ethan said earlier, there is going to be a minority population that is going to be upset, and you have to be able to kind of either one, cater to them in a way that so they're not like absolutely upset, or you have to be able to explain to them that there is an option that is better for the majority. And that's the really hard part in the leadership role. You're not going to be pleasing everyone with every decision. And it's especially in a time like now where everything is so polarized, you know, not only are we polarized on our beliefs, you know, politically, but now we're literally polarized. We're 6 feet apart polarized. So there's all of these different things coming in, and it's really our reactions to them are what defines us both as leaders, as people, and, you know, ultimately as seniors as our, in our class. This is, you know, us. We are the COVID class. You know, you could call last year's class COVID class, but I would argue we are more so. So I hope that that doesn't, you know, define us negatively. I hope that it, you know, will lead to us being seen as more of like, not necessarily a pity party, but just people that had to go through a lot in order to, you know, get their senior year back to where they wanted it to be.
I think that what you said, Grant, like about this being like a defining time for our generation is like very, very true, especially just because I think senior year, just in general, like it's meant to be a milestone and like it's meant to be such like a big deal. And having like COVID-19 on top of it, it like amplifies its meaning. But I think something that I definitely learned, like definitely adaptability, I think everyone has had to learn how to do. But I've definitely had an appreciation for just like all sorts of things. Like I've had an appreciation for teachers, like they're doing the most right now and I applaud them. And just even the freshmen, like for me, I came into the high school without knowing anyone because I transferred here freshman year. I can't even imagine having to make friends online or just without seeing people. Like that just seems really, really tough. And, you know, I'm definitely like appreciating people who have to do that, like freshmen this year. Just as well as, you know, every day is a victory at this point, like just getting through the day is such a great accomplishment, I think, and everybody just needs to like give themselves a little bit of appreciation because this has been such a hard year, but like we're almost done. Like we're going to cross the finish line together as a class, and like we're all going to be wearing our caps and gowns, and I think that that's just something that we should definitely feel really proud about.
Thank you to all the students we had the opportunity to interview. We really appreciate that you took the time to speak with us, and we also want to thank you for all your work this year as members of our student government. The General Consensus is the Hamilton Wyndham High School newspaper. Please visit our website at hwrsgeneralconsensus.com. Our theme song is written by Oliver Timon. Stay tuned for more episodes from GeneralCast. Thank you for listening.